favorite lines in the movie is when they get out of the car in front of the building and the crowd, the throng of people are cheering, and Venkman gets out and goes, "Ray Stantz, the heart and soul of the Ghostbusters." And I always wanted to be described as the heart and soul of something.
You're kind of the heart and soul of this podcast.
Well, thank you. I finally achieved that dream. Thank you, Anthony Carboni.
Absolutely. You're welcome, Jeff Cannata. This is We Have Concerns. You brought a Nike concern today.
I have a major concern about this. So speaking of things of an abnormally large size, there's some big-ass snails that
just
were
caught.
Just
in the world?
There's some. You think you've seen big-ass snails.
Yeah.
These are big-ass snails. These are 8 feet long.
No, they're not 8 feet long.
8 inches long?
They're 8 inches long.
Okay. It felt like 8 feet.
Bringing me a story about 8 foot snails, then we would share this concern. I don't know that I share this concern with you. So,
okay. 8 inches long and 5 inches in diameter. 67 of these bad boys.
Yeah.
Were flown in to Los Angeles, to LAX, from Lagos, Nigeria.
Just on vacation, like on a group tour?
They were like, "Hey, you know where we've never been? California.
Listen, if we all buy into the plane at once, we get a discount airfare, we get to go see Los Angeles."
Oh, we're not bringing the cousins, are we?
We're bringing everybody. The more people.
All 67 of us?
All of us. We're going to Los Angeles.
Well, you know it's going to take a while to round up everybody. We're not a fast people.
I'll meet you guys at the airport in 7.5 weeks.
Their journey started in 1974.
Yep.
They just arrived.
One snail family's dream.
Oh, it's the new Disney movie, An American Snail. So joke. 67 of these guys were apprehended by our Customs and Border Protection Department.
Did somebody try to bring these in a bag on a plane?
It's 35 pounds of West African land snails that were sent, I guess, in a bag? I guess in some sort of box, snail box? I don't know. Is there snail...
Snail mail? They were sent snail mail?
They were sent, undoubtedly sent snail mail.
Good night, everybody.
You're the winner of the podcast.
That's the end of the podcast. No, so who was sending these and why?
They don't know who sent them. They were sent to an address in San Dimas. So it might have been Bill and Ted.
That Their high school them. Football does rule down there.
The addressee was reportedly not under suspicion for anything, but he is now.
He is now. Well, so these snails are illegal, I would imagine.
Very. And here's why. They can consume more than 500 types of plants, and if vegetables or fruits are not available, will even eat the paint and stucco off of houses. That's a badass motherfucking snail.
That snail's gonna get fed.
That snail's eating something. If you don't have plants around, I'll eat your fucking house down.
Yo, you can either bring me food, or I can show you what is food.
We got two options here.
Whatever. We can do this the easy way. We can do this the hard way. Either way, I'm getting fed.
It kind of brings new meaning
to the... He's going for the house. He'll be there in 4.5 weeks.
Let's go to lunch. We'll come back. We'll stop him.
Yeah.
It brings new meaning to the term eating us out of house and home.
Ha-ha!
Hey-o. I didn't win the podcast. They also carry several parasites that are harmful to humans, one of which can lead to meningitis. Wow. So what did San Dimas guy want with 67 of these fucking things?
Dude, that's crazy.
What did he want? What was he doing?
So these are an invasive species. If you had gotten these into the country and they had begun to breed, it would have been like those frogs in Hawaii or...
In the Simpsons episode?
Yeah, but those are real.
Yeah.
Like those frogs in Hawaii that make the incredibly loud whistling noise that aren't indigenous to Hawaii. We used to use Hawaii as our own personal wildlife playground. We'd just be like... Yo, take these two animals and put them in Hawaii and see if they get along.
You mean the whistling frog and the banjo playing marmoset?
You know what? Forget the marmoset. Definitely put the whistling frog in, and I want a banjo playing bear and a roller skating pig. And put them all in Hawaii and let's see what happens.
All right.
And that's how the Jim Henson Company was formed.
That's actually what the song Tiny Bubbles is about.
That's like a box of icky nightmares. These are the most giant, disgusting, slimy...
If you are just listening to this podcast because your iTunes downloaded it, first of all, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, you need to visit wehaveconcerns.com and click on the link because the imagery is necessary for you to understand the magnitude of these snails.
An 8-inch long snail is a big snail.
It's incredible.
Are you afraid of insects, bugs, slimy things? Do you have...
I'm not afraid, per se. Like, I'm the guy that my fiance calls to kill the spider,
sure.
and I can do it. I'm not going to hang out with them. I'm not friends. I'm not high-fiving a spider, mostly because it takes 8 times and that's just...
If I get called into the room to try to kill the spider, I will actually try to release the spider into the wild.
Oh, you're that guy.
I'm that guy. It's...
You're the best guy.
I'm idiot vegetarian guy.
Oh, even the spiders deserve to live.
We used to have, in our apartment in Brooklyn, we had a mouse problem. And okay. I made my roommates, against their will, buy the...
Humane version?
The cage traps, where... You put a little food on a pressure plate. It's like a tiny mouse Indiana Jones.
And it just releases a sign that says, please leave.
Yeah.
When it's convenient for you.
It releases
just
a sign.
Just see yourself out.
You hit it and an Arduino goes to my phone and calls an Uber for the mouse. No, so the mouse would hit this pressure plate and two doors would close and the mouse would be trapped in a box, like a metal box where it could breathe. And it obviously has food because that was the bait.
There's a little mini HDTV in there for it.
It's nice. It's nice.
Stuart. So, Little is playing on a loop.
The problem is these traps are expensive. They're like $30 each. So we can only afford to, I could only afford to have two in the house at a time. Not a great way to get rid of a mouse infestation if you're really infested. And then number two, I was grabbing these mice and it was the middle of the winter in New York. So it's snowing, it's cold, it's whatever. And I was grabbing these mice and releasing them. And I read that you can't release a mouse within a mile of where its nest is,
because it'll just come back.
Find its way back, and like, it will.
Thanks, man. Thanks for just freaking giving me a 2-hour commute back home.
Every time you try to get rid of a mouse, that mouse just lives the incredible journey. That's it. You just make the mouse stronger. You bring the mouse
That's
family
what it
together.
Is. He gains life experience.
Yeah, he just learns, and then he's a better mouse. Like
he's
that's
like,
all.
Yeah, man. I know kung fu. So
I was
welcome
going
to that
in
horror.
The snow, walking. A mile to release these mice into Prospect Park.
My favorite image in my mind is you setting the box down, opening it up, and the mouse immediately turning around and running back to your house before you can get home.
Yeah, just like faster than me. Just like, don't do it, mouse. I know which way you're going. Sorry, sucker. But it was, and I would get home, and my roommates at the time, Pam and Charlotte, after about a week of this, because it was not slowing the number of mice. The mice, I only have two traps. I'm right. only releasing them. I'm
and
only,
just the time it takes for you to get out to the park
yeah, I'm,
alone.
I'm only, at the most, getting rid of 4 mice a day, right? But these mice are reproducing so quickly, and there are so many of them, that it's really, like, it's literally like me carrying 2 mice out as a pile of mice are on my shoulder saying goodbye to those mice. And Pam and Charlotte sat me down, and they're like, Anthony, we really need to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, we understand your feelings about animals. You know that you're releasing these mice into the cold in New York, and these are mice that live in the walls of apartment buildings. You're releasing them into...
You're torturing.
She's like, Pam was like, I would not be surprised if you would open the door, the mouse runs out, and a hawk would immediately swoop yeah. down and yeah. and take
but that's,
that mouse.
But how do you feel about that? That's nature now taking its course. Are you okay with nature? Do you have to protect all the animals, even from each other?
My idea was I was at least giving these mice a fighting chance at life. My thing was
they
like,
fought to get into your house. That's the chance at life
they
wanted.
They were born into my house. These are second, third generation mice.
These are uppity, like
entitled
old money mice.
These mice have names like Winchester.
Yeah, they're the Rockefeller of mice. Yeah.
Oh, I was going to go to the cheese cabinet this afternoon. Did you want to come with me?
This cheese cabinet has gotten so gauche these days, don't you think?
I'm going to tap the landlord on the toe and see if he'll get some better cheeses.
Have you been to that rusty metal cage? Laureen went last week and she hasn't returned.
No, I try not to go into the second bedroom.
Oh, yes,
that
I understand.
That neighborhood's gone downhill.
Oh, my God. Did you see that the Turlingtons moved in? They are filthy.
My daddy makes me hang out with them all the time, and they're the worst. Meanwhile, they're just shitting all over my all over everything I own.
But it's high class shit.
Yeah, and so they were right. I was releasing them in the middle of the winter in a temperature that they couldn't live in an environment that they didn't understand in. And
so they didn't reason with you on the grounds that this was proving to be no help to your living situation. They reasoned with you on the grounds that you were not helping the mice any.
They came at me in exactly the right way. And they were like, look, Anthony, if we lay the poison out, they'll
sending
die.
Them to a better place.
They will die calmly and with their bellies full, and they won't even know it's happening. And I was like, you don't know that. You don't know what they're feeling after they get poisoned. You don't know how it feels to them to die. Like, you can't, yeah. you can't say that about these mice. And they're like, Anthony, it's not working. Our house is filled with shit. You're walking to Prospect Park twice a day in the cold with metal boxes. And so finally I was like, fine, but I won't lay out the poison. You have to lay out the poison.
And you guys poisoned all them mice.
And we poisoned all them mice. All them mice. And you know,
and now so there's a mouse bounty on your head.
Somewhere there's a mouse that grew up without a father, and yeah. he's got like a scar over one eye.
He's got a picture of you yeah. in his little mouse hole.
And he's riding a snail slowly from Brooklyn to Los Angeles to find me.
Yeah.
He'll be here in 8.5 years.
But when he's here,
when I least expect
God,
him.
They're gonna eat your house first.
This is an these snails are an invasive species. They were intercepted. Obviously, we're killing those snails.
Those snails.
Those snails are dead now.
Would you vote to not kill them?
Couldn't we just send them return postage back to where they came from?
Return to sender.
Yeah. Just like, sorry, no longer at this address. Sorry, please keep all your snails.
The Nigerian guy is like, hello, San Dimas. Yes. Is this a super racist accent? Just tell me if it is.
I think it's only super racist if you're doing an Indian accent, because it sounds like you're doing an Indian accent.
Well, I don't know Nigeria. I thought Nigeria was kind of like that.
Just do your own voice.
Hey, man, I'm from Nigeria.
Perfect.
All right. Hey, Larry.
Hey.
Oh, hi. It's Ted from Nigeria.
Oh, Ted. How's Nigeria?
It's great this time of year. The snails are hopping.
That's
amazing.
And
I got all 67 of them that you ordered.
That's great.
And I mailed them. To San Dimas, perfect. To the address you listed. Here's the thing. Giant ass box of snails
yeah.
just came back to my doorstep.
I didn't get, the guy didn't leave a door tag. I swear I was home all day.
Really?
Yeah, I swear. I didn't leave.
I'm not paying second shipping for these
no.
things.
No, man, no,
you
I swear.
You know how
swear.
Much it costs to send 67 8-inch long snails through U.S. Post from Nigeria?
Did you have a forever stamp?
What am I, an idiot? I'm going to buy the 33-cent stamp when it's just going to go up in 6 months?
I'm just saying.
You're insulting me, and you're insulting all of Lagos, Nigeria.
Look, I'm really sorry. I swear, I was home all day. I don't know what happened. I don't know.
Are you going to get that?
Who is it?
USDA.
I'm sorry?
It's the USDA. We're here to, we just want to talk to you for a second.
Hold on, the guys that tell me what steaks are good are here. Hold on.
Oh!
Ow! Oh, God! Oh!
That'll teach you to send snakes through the U.S. mail! Oh, and here's a door tag.
I got the door tag. Ted!
I'm not sending this back to you. What is this guy doing with these snails?
Dude, who knows, right?
What would he need these 67 snails for?
I want to picture him as some sort of most dangerous game, Judgment Night, sort of rare snail, like Island of Dr. Moreau.
He's like, I need them for my my moat that yeah. I'm building around my apartment in San Dimas.
He just makes rare snails and insects from around the world fight each other for money. He just puts them all in his backyard, and yeah. it's like, I would go see that. I hope that's the one. Like, but what does he need with 67 snails? Why 67?
67, because 68 would be too many.
That's such obviously. A specific number.
Would you not
pay? Or do
pay?
You think it was by the pound, and he wanted 32 pounds of snails?
Maybe. Either way, weird. But would you not pay a high premium for 67 snails versus 38 vipers in a winner-take-all death match?
Oh, I thought you were saying
set in San Dimas.
If somebody was going to mail you something, would you rather get 67 snails or 30?
Like, well,
maybe,
no, I'd
like,
rather
maybe
take
Nigeria
snails.
Was sending this guy a message. like send the vipers. We just sent the last of the vipers.
There's no more vipers. How are we going to send a message to this guy? He's been abusing us for weeks.
Oh, I got those really icky snails. They've been eating my stucco.
Well, we're not just going to send him one snail. No. He's going to laugh at us.
No, we'll send him like 67 snails, and they'll just eat away at his drywall.
You don't think we should send 68?
68 is like, he
68 really, is gratuitous. You're
he
right.
Only,
it's
he
gratuitous.
Only owes us so much money.
You're right. You're right. It's a sliding scale, and 67
honestly,
is
honestly, if you look
the
at the exchange
spot.
Rate between U.S. dollars and Nigerian currency right now, whatever we get is a boon.
Yeah, and 32 pounds of snails.
We're a developing nation. Just the fact that we're mailing these snails right now.
I just, it boggles the mind what one would do that many 8-inch long snails.
This guy's getting the creepiest mail. If that's something he gets voluntarily, like what else do you get through the mail if you're him?
He's getting the Sears catalog. Yeah. He's getting...
The USDA intercepted a mail to San Dimas, California that contained 3 mason jars of that stuff that's in the corner of your eyeballs in the morning after you sleep real hard. Yeah. What are you getting? You're just collecting the ickiest stuff in the world.
Yeah, maybe he's Egon. Maybe it's fucking Egon. Maybe we stopped an experiment that would have saved the planet. Maybe these 67 snails, he needed to extract their essence in order to create some sort of vaccine that would save us all. Have we considered the fact that maybe we made the biggest mistake of our national lives?
Maybe he needed all of that slime to cover the Hollywood sign and make a giant walking Hollywood sign that would save us all.
Oh, I get it. Ghostbusters reference. I wasn't with you. Because you did Ghostbusters 2 is what you did.
Yeah.
And I didn't go with you.
Because you have to remember that it exists.
Do you?
Yeah.
I know the entire rap song.
He is Viggo!
The Master of Evil trying to battle my boys. Yo, that ain't legal.
I think the weirdest thing I ever got in the... What's the weirdest thing I ever got? I got a pizza box from Japan.
Just that you ordered?
Yeah, I ordered an empty Domino's pizza box because it had... Because
you're a pervert?
Why is pizza perverted in Japan automatically?
You tell me, dude. You tell me.
All right, but it is going to sound a little perverted, actually. So I ordered this empty pizza box from Japan that has... In Japan, you can get this app. Do you know who Hatsune Miku is?
I believe I've heard of the name.
Hatsune Miku is an entirely digital pop star. She is a
computer-animated
pop star with a digital voice that they've created. And for a while, Domino's Pizza was doing this thing in Japan where all of their boxes had these AR patterns, and you would download an app and you point your phone at the box, and Hatsune Miku would pop up and sing a Japanese pop song about Domino's Pizza.
What?
And I was like, this is a real thing. And they had
It
was a real thing. They had the American president of Domino's Pizza. I'll put a link to this commercial. Just doing a Japanese commercial in English about Hatsune Miku and Domino's Pizza in Japan. It was the weirdest thing in the world.
What?
And so we were sitting at the office, and it was like me and Annie Gauss and Nick Robinson, and we're just looking at it. I'm like, I'm ordering that pizza box. And they're like, how are you going to order this pizza box? And there's a service in Japan called White Rabbit that will order you anything you want in Japan.
Is. It's Japan.
Yeah. So I was just like, yo, I need an empty pizza box. They're like, and there was like a...
And there was 67 snails, please.
There was a language barrier, and they were like, we can't send you a pizza. And I was like, no, I just want the box. And they're like, but you have Domino's Pizza in America. We can't send you a pizza. I was like, no.
Yeah, this isn't the number for that.
Go get the pizza. I will pay for the pizza, eat the pizza, enjoy the pizza. Send me the box. And you would feel like Japan, the country where you can get used panties in a vending machine.
Yes, you can.
They thought I was the weirdo. They couldn't understand what I want. They're like, who wants an empty pizza box? That's gross. I don't know. Put more of these panties in the mail to America. We got to get 57 panty orders out.
Panties, well-adjusted American male.
Yeah.
Empty pizza box? Something wrong with that boy.
That they understand.
Yeah.
He just wants tentacles. Oh, what if the guy's like a hentai tentacle slug?
He's just
going to
sleep in a bed of 8-inch long snails.
Who knows? I would love you guys to tell me what this guy wanted to do with these snails.
Yes, please enlighten us. Let us know exactly what 67 8-inch long snails are good for.
Yeah, you can tweet them either at A Carboni, that's me.
Or at Jeff Cannata, that's me.
And you know, whoever you tweet at, that doesn't mean you like that person better. We're not going to read anything into it, but I would like to get more than Jeff Cannata. That would be nice.
It'll be what it is.
It'll be what it is, but it's probably just like, send me some more tweets.
Just because we're keeping an accurate count of exactly who gets the most tweets.
Just because I built a script that's reading everything. Or you can send it to us at wehaveconcerns.com/ask. You can also send us any news stories or anything that you want us to talk about here on the show.
Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, and we certainly appreciate your kind reviews there as well if you feel so inclined.
And maybe, like, if you don't review, maybe somebody from the USDA comes to your door. Maybe you get a box of snails in the mail if
maybe.
You don't review.
Hey, I'm not saying you're gonna get a box of snails. I'm just saying you could.
We gotta send a message.